Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're in the process of cleaning up coffee.
Good morning.
Oh, we should have live video.
Always love the way we start a program here. We really should be live.
People bring in things at the last minute. And I'm trying to do things, and this all—it's just an excuse because I've done things.
Hey,
like that.
It's Thursday. Hey, it's great.
Let me pull this flash drive out of here. Bang! Knocked the coffee over.
Okay.
Good morning.
All right, gosh, it's 61 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for just a balmy 78 today. Mostly clear, a little windy. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 84 and a low of 59. Unfortunately, by Saturday, we're back up to 94 and a low of in the 50s again. And Sunday, high near 100. Sunday night, 64. So we're going to get a little bit of a respite, and then it's going to heat right back up again. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I have good news, though.
What's that?
We're in September, and the lake is only 65 feet down from the top, which means if we have a decent winter, it goes right back up.
There you go.
I drove over the new bridge.
Oh, yeah.
It's open.
Big difference. I can't tell the difference. It's just another bridge.
It's a chunk of concrete.
Oh, it took out the big curve, and I went, okay. No, it didn't. You can say around the one curve and then back through the other one, and now you can't even see those great fish that cost probably $50,000 a piece to put on there.
Oh, is that? Yeah, exactly. Because now you're not. Yeah,
can't see it.
There you go.
You can only see those
from the water in a boat.
There's coffee all over my notes here. Anyway, hey, Olga Kapalova will be with us today, principal pianist for the San Paolo Symphonic Orchestra.
Wow.
Hey. Yeah, she is going to be playing here in the North State Symphony on this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Laxon Theater in Chico, and on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Reading's Cascade Theater.
Okay.
So she's right here. Yeah, lovely young lady.
Bob, and she's going to be our guest at 7:30.
I think so. My Russian's a little bit rough, but I think that's what we were discussing. I think there's certain nuances in my Russian.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't practiced for a while because, really, frankly, how many Russians are there to talk to?
You don't have a lot of friends that are Russian.
I don't have a lot of friends Russian. You know, and then you call them, and then it depends. Okay.
Good morning.
So that was
kind of
everybody.
It's
hasty start.
It's 8 minutes after 7. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We also have Gary Cadd today.
Yes, 8 o'clock.
You know what? This whole thing on do we have reserves that we can use in the city of Reading or not is an interesting concept. The concept is what has the city council done to help fight crime? And then you see that, they pulled out of the reserves enough money to pay for 3 officers, 9 firefighters, and help in that code enforcement, which has had a direct impact on the number of times the police have had to go into some of these hotels downtown. In fact, mm-hmm. they've shut down mm-hmm. 2, maybe 3 hotels around here. So, and you know about this, and I want you to hold Gary's feet to the fire on this about reserves, because they're saying we've got like $4 to $5 million in reserves above what we need. See, we need to keep $4 million in there,
right,
at any one time. There's $3 to $4 million above it, but they're saying that by 2021 it'll be just at the minimum that we need to keep our credit rating and all that.
Well, okay, so and that's
the point.
But
what happens in between?
But that's the point, though. It's rule of thumb. You always said that you could use one-time money for one-time things. And reserves really are one-time money. It's not like every year they have an extra $4 million.
Right.
Then next year they have another extra $4 million, and the next year they have another extra.
Right.
It's one-time money. So you use it for one-time things. That isn't employees and salaries, because those are ongoing expenses.
Okay. Well, that's what we need to talk to Gary about.
And so I don't know the where that is. Is it building every year over and above? Are they building on, adding on?
Well,
and that's the problem. If you can make a one-time investment, go buy a building, shore up something where you do things to
put up a $4 million building like they're doing out there at the REU.
There you go, and then you can use one-time monies for those kind of things, but you shouldn't be using one-time monies, extra reserves. For ongoing expenses.
Okay. Well, we're going to discuss that today. Did you know REU was building a $4 million building out there?
Yeah.
Apparently a done deal.
No, it is.
Enterprise funds. Enterprise. Whole another animal.
And, $295,000 to less. And, architectural firm, it was a bid. It was a bid out. So, Les does great work, gives the city good prices. And then they're putting this building up. Well, they voted on this several months ago to put the building up. And it's part of their power thing that they're moving from here out to there.
Which makes no sense whatsoever.
Do you get the feeling that REU is just moving further and further away? That one day they're going to be in Trinity?
Trish, you've been playing this game a long time. Earmarked money. People don't understand that money comes from various sources with tags and conditions attached.
Sure.
And you can't take... for instance, redevelopment or beautification money and turn around and pay cops with it.
That's exactly right.
But a lot
right.
of people don't get that. Well, it's all our money in the first place, but it gets allocated.
In different pots.
It's in different pots, and specifically those funds, more so for the county than for the city, but in certain aspects, the city's money is the same thing. You get money to do certain things from the state and federal government. We've all got that mixed into our budgets, and so you can't only use that for what it's earmarked for. You can't take money that comes down for mental health and decide to pay cops with it or other things, road money.
No, I think everybody
street
understands
money,
that.
All that.
You've got your mortgage money, and you've got your food money. You can't use your mortgage money for food money, or you're not going to pay your mortgage.
So why doesn't the process work in reverse? Why can't Measure D be absolutely committed to law enforcement?
Well, it can, except that under the rules of the state of California, in order to commit something, it has to have a two-thirds vote.
66%.
66%.
And they threw that out last time, and, Bassetti was pushing on that. And it got a 55% vote, but it wasn't close to the 66.
Yeah.
So they're looking at that and saying, okay, this can...
It's hard to get a two-thirds vote on anything.
On anything. Because one vote against is almost like,
Well,
what was it? It said you can have people voting for it, but one person just cancels out two other people.
Well, one third of the people are always going to agree with you. One third of the people are always going to disagree with you. And then you've got a third in the middle that kind of go back and forth on issues.
I feel strongly either way.
Well, there you go. So to get all of that middle third to go one way or the other is really tough.
I tell you what, I'm really leaning into this D, because frankly, I don't see a way out of this mess without more money. Because if this one California tax does sunset, that's a quarter cent that we won't be getting. So in reality, this half cent is really only a quarter cent.
Yeah.
And then you've got, on top of that, you have just the if even CAD says this, we're cutting to the bone already. I mean, we're running lean at the city. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do for money here?
Yeah.
And God help us if that pilot lawsuit is, they're found that pilot, that payment in lieu of taxes is illegal. That's $6 million out of the budget right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, this $11 million is really only, if that other one sunsets, is really only $5.5 million. And then if that happens, guess what? We're $500,000 in the hole.
Yeah. There's a lot of good arguments at this point for that tax, not the least of which is the fact that the city of Redding has one of the lower sales tax rates in the state of California.
Yeah.
Even your neighboring city has a half-cent higher sales tax, and it has not had a detracting impact on the city of Anderson.
It
isn't even acknowledged.
Yeah.
It's there. A lot of the areas in the state of California have an 8 or an 8.5% sales tax. So it probably it's as good it's a good time to do that. I think that, there's no question. Part of the issue is that, people don't have confidence that they're
getting the right direction.
And that's where they need to be working.
That right there is the that's the bottom line, is confidence in your in government. Anyway, hey, it's Thursday.
Yes, it is.
It's 7:16 in the morning, so it must be sleep number time.
Okay.
So
55 is still my setting, and boy, it just worked.
Her sleep number.
My sleep number setting is 60. Yeah, and I may move it up to 160 because I'm a rock. Anyway, and I sleep like a rock. I go to sleep. You know what? Okay, so I've been having problems with my neck. And Linda says, sleep on your side. Don't sleep on your stomach. And I said, well, I don't think I can do that. Well, adjust the pillow and adjust the firmness of the mattress. My neck problems have gone away.
They really have.
I mean, they have. I mean, I'm like, wow. I mean, I've still got vertebrae problems and all that, as anybody does if you spend most of your life running around and falling falling down. And I can say that Sleep Number has helped me with this. And right now, a queen-size Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology, which gives you all those little benefits of hints, starts at $1,099.98. It's guaranteed. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports, and you can use it for years. It's been going on for years.
I've had my Sleep Number bed well over 10 years, and it's perfect.
Yeah, and they can take a beating, you know, when you've got what? You can take a beating, you know, because you're running around, and you flop down on the bed. And you, some people think, well, you know, what kind of these mattresses are made
to
last.
No, they're perfect. They're perfect. Right. Yeah, I've had warranty work. I did have a control that had to be replaced. They were on it, still had my name in the system, and replaced it, no problem.
Head on down to the Sleep Number store, down in the Target Shopping Center, down there next to the vitamin shop, and head on and see Brian or Janice. You're not going to be sorry. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Hello. Writers in the Sky are coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater this month for another serving of fun. America's favorite yodeling cowboys will take you on a thrilling ride to yesteryear as they salute iconic star Roy Rogers. Riders in the Sky at the Cascade Theater in Reading, Saturday, September 24th. Take the kids. Take the whole family. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, Espresso Joe's with great coffee and other drinks and the finest tobacco emporium right next door that you're ever going to walk into with a walk-in humidor that's simply outstanding. Veteran-owned business that treats our community and our veterans very, very well. There are veteran discounts at Espresso Joe's. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, we're here with Bob Nash from the Reading Sunrise Rotary, and he has found a way to, or the Sunrise Rotary has found a way to take your money and let you get muddy at the same time.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
You know what? This is not Bob's fault. Somebody called, you know, we have people calling to set this stuff up, and they called me and said it was going to be a certain day. It was yesterday, at 7:30. Okay. Well, Bob shows up on Tuesday because he's going to go to a sister station we got around here. I had everybody scheduled. Don't worry about it. So he comes rolling in yesterday. He comes in at the same time he came in the day before. Well, I already had guests then. Can you come back tomorrow? Here's Bob. Yeah, I tell you what, I am glad you are so organized, man. Because
I'm
now,
glad you like mornings, because if he expected like me to be here three times in a row at 7:30, I'd be saying no way.
If you'd come in 15 minutes earlier yesterday, you were on the phone. You were there.
Well, I did come in earlier this morning, and then I realized I was way too early, so I left and came back.
And had breakfast, you know.
Just out wandering around,
No, I wasn't wandering around. I had stuff to do.
Yeah, okay. You know what, Bob? I don't know what you do, but you are here. So, okay, tell us about this Rotary Club's the Sunrise Rotary Club is having a mud run.
Well, this is the fourth annual mud run, and it's a fundraiser for scholarships at Central Valley High School and Mountain Lakes High School. And it's a great program. It contributes to the endowment fund that they're setting up, and then also to an annual scholarship. Right now, each year we commit to a $5,000 scholarship, which covers a student through their full academic term. And it's a great program. This is the fourth mud run, and it's a fundraiser. You can come out on Saturday to the Nash Ranch on Old Oregon Trail. Come out at 2 o'clock. Run is at 4 o'clock. Sign-ups are online at nashranchmudmash.com, or you can sign up on paper. You can come out and sign up on-site on Saturday if you want to do that.
Now, who wants to run through streams, crawl through mud, climb over rope walls and survive the court maze? Who does that?
Everybody that doesn't do that every day. I do that every day, so I don't.
That's what you do at your ranch.
You know what?
You're trying to train a bunch of farmers up here.
In the Marine Corps, we had one of the original mud runs was down in El Toro, California, and Evil Eye Squadron would put it on, and it wasn't like anything like they have now with all the the obstacles, but you had a 3-mile run with you had to go over a couple of walls out there, and that was about it. Did some pull-ups, then you hit this quarter mile long ditch filled with mud and water, and people would sign up from all over down in Orange County. And firemen teams, police teams, the SEALs came up from Coronado, and the whole thing was just jumping into this thing, and I mean you're literally covered with mud. And at the end, I mean, and you come out and you run some more, but it was huge. It was huge. Even it was back then, and then they started expanding all these, and this was back, like I said, this was like 25 years ago. So,
this event is designed to be an easier family fun run walk, we call it. You don't have to do all the obstacles. You can go around the obstacles. And
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like, but, you know, just trot up to it. Well, I just don't think I want to do that.
For those of us who would like to donate to this enterprise and fundraiser that you're doing without having to go out there and crawl through the mud, is there a way we can do that and sponsor somebody? Or
you can sponsor a team. Or you can just sign up and not run and just come out and enjoy, because after the
pay your entry and that's it. Yeah.
Well, you get a T-shirt, and then after the race there's food and drinks. So Wild Card Brewing is going to be there, Mary's Pizza Shack, Mosley Winery. We're expecting them for the first time this year, and it's a lot of fun. This is the fourth time, so we're starting to get it figured out. We have good mud. It's really good mud, I promise you.
Finish in the pumpkin pit.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at that one.
Yeah.
Get dirty in twilight, family mud run and fun walk at the Nash Ranch and Old Oregon Trail. You can, at the end of it, what happens at the end?
Party.
Party. And is there food and all that?
Yeah, Mary's Pizza Shack, Wild Card Brewing.
And all this is under for that one price?
For that one price.
And what's that
one
price?
No, again? Mary's Pizza Shack and well, yeah, those are included as well. The beer is included. I'm trying to recall if you have to pay for the beer. I think you do pay for the beer and
that's
the,
okay,
and the pizza.
At that point.
It's very reasonable.
I'm sure it is.
But
now, how much does it cost to enter this?
Well, it's $40 if you just show up and sign up.
So,
the online signups are going to stop, I think, maybe today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you can just come out and sign up on the spot. And it's easy to do. And
the date again is?
It's Saturday the 24th.
That's this Saturday.
Coming up in 2 days. The course is just about 5K in length.
And you put in a couple more mud pits the other day, too, right?
How long is 5K?
I'm putting
5K?
Mud pits in every day. I don't know.
It's 3 miles.
It's once around the Nash Ranch.
It's 3 miles. 5K is 3 miles.
3 miles.
Oh, okay.
3 miles.
About that.
So you have plenty of time, because if you start early, you know, like at 4 o'clock, you can walk the course easily and be done before dark.
And, you know, you can avoid everyone. You could go out there in white tennis shoes, walk the course, and go up there and have a great time that night.
Oh, yeah. You got to remember, you're still on a ranch. Your white tennis shoes
still
won't be white when you get done. They just get muddy.
Okay. You know, I'm trying to get her. You know.
Nobody goes around the obstacles. And we have
sounds like fun.
Well, the sheriff's jail crew has done a sponsor build on one of the obstacles, and last year we learned how to make a really. I think some of these guys are SEALs. They know how to get you muddy with a simple crawl.
Oh yeah,
and then we have a couple of construction companies that have done a couple sponsor builds as
well.
Well,
this is great.
So it's fun.
All right, you're going to have a great time out there, Bob. And this is for the Sunrise Rotary Club, and it's for their
scholarship fund.
And it's you can sign up today still online.
Yep.
And on the day of the race, it's $40. But at the end of the race, you get a chance to get some pizza and some beer,
yep,
and have a good time after
and
that.
And wine from Mosley's Winery.
And wine from Mosley's Cellar,
right.
and let the mud cake upon your body. Which was kind of the best part when you go through the mud runs at El Toro, was they set up all these outdoor showers.
We'll have showers.
And people
we'll
stripped off
down
out there.
Yeah.
That was kind of the interesting
yeah
part after that.
We do have a place where you can strip off in private, though, so you don't have to do it out there.
Sissies!
It does say that it's a family-orientated event.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It is family.
Yeah, it is family-oriented.
Okay. Okay, well, Bob, thank you so much. Thanks for doing it, and the Sunrise Rotary Club.
Thank you for
everything you do. Yeah. I'm sorry that it took.
It's good to
like
see you again, Bob.
Well, it's good to see you.
You got to get my. You have to get my my regular number here, and then you just call us, talk to me direct. we can fix this one. This won't happen
next year. There's too many people.
There's
between
too many
you
in between,
and I.
That's it. Okay, take a card. Next year, you know, when you come in, I'll just let you. You know, co-host the show one day and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like a great time. Thank you so much. Okay,
right,
we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Olga Kopolova.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Excitement is building for the 27th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. Over $4 million given to this community. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. 100% of the ticket price goes back to the nonprofit seller. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of the grand prize, a houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina. Second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of Interwest Insurance. See you there September 25th at 1:30 p.m.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 7:33 in the morning, 61 degrees going on, but the 78 today. It's going to be a beautiful day.
And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
You're listening to Olga Kopilova.
Yes, Olga Kopilova.
Kopilova. She is the principal pianist of the San Paolo Symphonic Orchestra, and she is here in town because on Sunday she's going to be joining the North State Symphony at the Cascade Theater at 2 p.m. for the Rumba to Ravel performance. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. It's nice to talk to you.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Yeah. And you know what? And let me tell you something. Here's a very accomplished pianist, a musician. And how old are you? I mean, you are not a, I mean, not to embarrass you or anything, but you're not very old at all.
Yeah, I'm 37 years old.
37. Yeah. Well, you're hiding that one pretty well.
Yeah. Really well. I thought you were about 21.
I did, too. I thought you were, like, in your, like, 25 or something like that.
Thank you.
Okay, now, you know, this is really interesting. But of course, you were born in Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan?
Yeah, I was born in Uzbekistan in former Soviet Union, one of the 15 republics of former Soviet Union.
Okay, and when did they know that you had the talent to play?
Well, my father was an engineer, and he was working for the Soviet government. They distributed him and my mom to Uzbekistan to construct buildings there. And he was so in love with classical music, and particularly with piano. And he put me on a special school. It was Uspensky School, because he realized that he wanted his kids, me and my sister, play piano. And then I was talented because I have perfect ear, And I was interested in piano, and he started to give classes for me. He didn't know how to play piano. He bought a book, how to teach somebody to play piano.
This is your father?
My father, yeah. And he started to give me the classes at our house. He didn't know how to play, but he was teaching with some kind of a self-teaching book. And then he realized I had a talent and I liked the music.
Wow. Okay. And then in 1994, you entered the music college at the
Moscow Conservatory Music College.
Okay. And you were under the guidance of
Tatiana Galitskaya.
Now, okay.
So you have to sit here and watch this because Carl's got this page with these words. And when he comes to a word that he can't pronounce, then we let her speak. I think that's great.
I look at Olga because Olga knows.
Olga can.
Yeah. Okay, so then you were still.
The language is difficult for
us. You know, but you studied under the teachers like Ludmila
Roshina and Mikhail Ermolaev Kalantai.
Okay, now, that was in 1994, so about 7 years later, though, you've obviously progressed a lot, and you became the principal pianist for the State Symphony Orchestra of São Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah, when I was 20 years, I came to São Paulo.
20 years old.
Yeah,
wow.
I was really young, and I assumed a post of a principal pianist at São Paulo Symphony.
Okay, so
you've been there 17 years,
and you're still there.
Yeah.
So as now you've done travel, but you travel throughout the world.
Yeah, we traveled a lot. We travel a lot with São Paulo because we are a group who performed all over the world. And right now, 2 weeks ago, we traveled to London. We played there in Royal Albert Hall, and we played in Switzerland, in Lucerne.
You've been all over there like this,
yeah.
Okay, now, how did you get... Okay, because Reading is not like London or São Paulo. I realize we are probably have a lot more culture in some of those times. But how did you... Okay, Olga almost fell off the chair right there. How did you get here to Reading?
Yeah, when I emigrated to São Paulo in 2000... My sister, she's 4 years older than me. She immigrated here to United States, to Reading.
Oh.
And then when my father passed, it was 10 years ago, he died, and my mom moved to Reading to live here. Then I have family here.
Okay.
But during all these years, I was just visiting here, my family, and I never made any contact with musical world here.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, I was thinking, why I don't look for somebody in my area to play, to offer some music for people here?
Yeah.
Because I'm visiting my family, and I don't have any musical connections. And I Googled music schools here in Reading and found Reading School of Arts, and I contacted them, and that was how I knew Pat Karch and Pam Karch, his wife, who are fantastic people. They are one of
wonderful
the,
people.
One
wonderful
of the best
people.
People I have ever known, and they made everything possible here for me. They invited me to play last year. I played in-house concert, and then he made possible to play with the symphony, and I'm here again.
I tell you, Pat.
I think it's incredible. What a small world we actually live in, that we can make those kind of contacts.
And Pat Karch is, he's one of the top music people here in town. He's got plays in several bands.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and
Linda Bach.
And Linda and Pat have made a lot of music together here over the last 8 years. Well, we're really so happy you're here. How does this work? That when you go in with the symphony, do you practice first, or you just kind of roll in there? Because you've been doing this. I mean, our symphony is really good.
It is a good symphony.
It's a good symphony, for up here in Northern California, but it's a good one. How important is the conductor?
Conductor is very important because you need to have the same ideas about the piece you will play. Because if he has one kind of interpretation and you different, it would not be so great. Then I talked to Scott Seaton by internet, by email, and he asked me what kind of interpretation you want to do, what are your tempo in every movement, and we were changing ideas. And
well,
now
Scott is, you've met Scott now, right?
I will meet on Friday, in Chico.
He is a very, very, he is a very impressive young man.
Yeah.
And he competed against many to get this job.
Yeah.
And he has done, he has just been a breath of fresh air in our symphony here. So
yeah, I realize
you two,
that.
You two will get along very well.
Of course.
Now, you're married?
Yeah,
I'm
married with a most fantastic guy. His name is Eduardo Cui. He lives and he was born in São Paulo and worked there. He is not a musician. He works with Photoshop, with computers.
Uh-huh.
And we have two fantastic kids, Arthur and Andre.
How old are they?
My smaller son is 9 years, and oldest one is 11 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that tough to leave when you're traveling, or
yeah,
did everybody come? The whole family come this time?
Yeah. No. This time, no. I just came with my smallest son, with Arthur.
That's cool. You know what? I am so happy that this is happening.
This
is great. You know, first of all, that you're going to be, you know, there to entertain us on this Sunday at 2 p.m.
And you're down in Chico on Saturday.
And then, of course, with Pat setting all this up, I hope that this is an enjoyable experience, and that you would like, you know, when you return again, that we can do something like this.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, have you, you've traveled, like I said, all over the world, and you have, of course, you're a soloist there. And when you travel, every time you go to a new place, when, you know, they invited you in, is there a different kind of music that appeals to different countries?
Yeah, the people ask for some music. For example, when I was talking with Scott Seaton about what he wants me to play, he asked for some Prokofiev's music, third concerto number 3. And in different places, people ask for a different music, but it depends on demand of the place, of what people want to hear. Because the purpose here, I think, in Reading, to offer for audience some new music, some new experience that you have known before. Yes.
Typically, when you're asked to play, do you play one song or do you play many songs?
Concerto with symphony, with orchestra accompanying, is one at time, yeah? But when I play solo concert, like just for piano, I can choose several pieces and play during 2 hours solo pieces of different composers.
Okay. Okay, with your work with the symphony, just because I'm curious, so how many concerts a year does the symphony play?
There in São Paulo, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have a weekly 3 concerts with different repertoire. And I'm a part there of a symphony group. You know, we play symphony music. And every week we change the repertoire and we play 3 concerts by week.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, there's...
So it's a full-time...
Well, São Paulo,
is a very large city
in this. Well, you know what, Olga, thank you so much for being with us today. And you know what, and we are so excited about you being here with the North State Symphony and playing on Sunday. Well, Saturday at Chico, but Sunday right here at 2 p.m. at the Cascade Theater. I mean, this is a special treat.
Absolutely. Hope you enjoy your stay in the North State and you come back and visit us often.
And, you know, Reading's a good place to live.
Yeah.
Obviously, is your... Your mom and your sister are here, you know.
Yeah, if God opens his doors, probably I move here. I don't know yet. Okay. I have all my life in São Paulo, but who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Well, thank you so much so for much. Being here. And we're going to a big shout out to Pat Karch because
for bringing this in. Yes.
For having this happen.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the, before we have Gary Catt on talking politics, we're going to be talking about Paisano Days. And this, okay, we want to go out with this music right here from Olga Kopylova.
I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Have fun and save the animals at Haven Humane Society's 9th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 1st at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Come enjoy a variety of local wine, beer, and appetizer tastings. Bid on live and silent auction packages. Listen to music from the talented Lou White and the band.
Purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a kayak or 50-inch 4K TV. Or buy balloons for special mystery prizes.
Doors open at 5:30. All proceeds go to support the animals in the North State.
Visit our website at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
Get your tickets now.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bonjour's Luck. We're just going and going and going.
Going
here.
And going and figuring out what we're talking about next. Great morning.
No. I am. It's like a steel trap. It's so precise. I have everybody here. You heard 7:15. You're at 7:30. You're not at 7:30. You're at 7:45. 7:45. Here comes this next group at 8 o'clock. Gary Catt. It is like a well-oiled machine.
Absolutely.
Here. It's a computer.
Yeah, that's it.
This portion
that's
of
your
the
story, and you're sticking with it.
But the whole thing kind of goes off the rails when I spill coffee all over the place. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, your baby sister.
My first Thursday of the month mate.
Somebody's looking in through the door, and this is scary. Does that mean somebody else is supposed to be in here? Home helpers.
Well-oiled machine.
2620 Larkspur Lane right here in town. If it's short-term care, in-home care, or long-term, you're not going to beat Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Business of the year, businesswoman of the year, handpicks her people, interviews the people she's going to help. You're not going to get any better than Home Helpers. You can, you know, like I said, you know, voted best in the North State, everything. Give her a call, 226-8350, and find out how she can help you. Okay. Hey, if it's the beginning of, it's at the end of September, in the beginning of October, it's got to be Paisano Days. Johnny.
Good morning. Thanks for having us down to talk about Paisano Days.
Well, yeah.
We have no choice. Otherwise, you send a couple guys named Guido over.
Big guys.
Big guys named Guido. Guys that they opened my door on the truck, and then he opened the door as I'm walking in, and they say, "Perhaps you'd like to have Johnny on this week." And I went, "Yeah, you know, give him this game.
What do you want? Anything?"
They seriously, we just send Mama down with a wooden spoon to take care of him.
That's exactly. Yeah. I got
and
that.
And my buddy Jim Noble is here with me.
Jim
Noble,
how did I forget? You know, I'm not forgetting Jim. Get him jump in here. Okay, Paisano Days is back.
It is back,
and it's downtown Reading.
That's the key. That's what we wanted to do, bring it downtown Reading, and that's where we're at.
Okay.
At South City Park.
Well, and we're going to forgive you eventually for going away from the Anderson River Park.
No, you know what, Trish? let me chip in here. We have four brand new courts down there, four brand new courts to start this off.
I'm on one of the
great
teams.
Great deal. I was hoping you'd say that. I want to see the leatherneck team down there. Two things we're going to get out of this is our goal this year. We're going to highlight Bochy in the North State, and when we do that, we're going to go around and we're going to get the courts up. Let's play a tournament in Anderson. Let's play a tournament in Reading. Let's play a tournament in Big League Dreams. That's the goal.
There
the other goal is take back South City Park and make that a family venue again with the Colt 45s, tennis playing, Bochy courts. Let's get our park back.
Bochy absolutely, coast. And I think that's an admirable thing, and this is a great way to bring that all together and take back that corner.
Okay, now this is the Sons of Italy. Proudly present Paisano Days 2016, Friday, September the 30th, and Saturday, October 1st at South City Park, right there by Tiger Field. All-you-can-eat spaghetti on Friday with meat sauce, spaghetti with pesto sauce.
The salad, pesto sauce is the
salad
best.
And garlic bread.
It is.
$10 for adults. You're not going to beat it. And it goes from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and at 6 p.m., start of the Bochy tournament.
Bochy.
Dancing to the Pat Karch Quartet. Laser tag for kids, crafts, vendors. This is going to be great. And then,
this is a weekend to eat.
Because the
spaghetti on Friday night is just the best, and the pesto sauce is the thing. Then on Saturday, you got to go down and have the sausage sandwich.
Sausage sandwich.
I mean, that is, I just wait every year. They do the peppers and the onions and, makes my mouth water.
And the meatball sandwiches.
And
as well.
The meatball sandwiches.
Don't forget those.
Well, you need to go with a friend and each get one and then share.
That's the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, because the tastes are just, it's good Italian food.
Or just be there both days.
Well,
meatballs for, well, I was going to say meatballs for breakfast, but we're going to team up with our friends across the street at Lulu's. We're going to tell you that the event starts at Lulu's for breakfast.
There you go, with perhaps a little of mimosa or gin fizz.
Better
or
yet,
Bloody
tell
Mary.
Jim.
Better yet, we're featuring Italian Bloody Marys. So start your morning at
Lulu's. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
That got their attention. Carl's looking like, "What is that?"
So,
when
you start your day Friday and Saturday, stop by Lulu's, have a real nice breakfast with an Italian Bloody Mary, then come across the street and join us.
There you go.
One of the features of the Italian Bloody Mary will be a meat straw,
pepperoni meat straw.
It's almost a meal right there. You'll have to check it out. They're really doing a fine job, and they're actually working on some type of a Paisano Day special omelet, a little mozzarella, a little tomato, a little basil.
Now
the Bloody Mary's going to feature
an accordion player,
a pepperoncini in it as well, right?
And an Italian flag sticking out.
Okay, it's
all
official.
Right. Now on October 1st, the Bochy tournament continues at 8 a.m. Finals between 7 and 8 p.m. What is this? Is this something? Is this like a whoever's left standing, last man standing type thing?
It's a double elimination. You'll get to play twice no matter what. And then it just keeps going down through a bracket system. until you have one team that comes to the top. You can actually lose the game and still win the championship. But once you lose two games, you're out. And I'm looking forward to seeing. You should have a couple teams because you have so many great names. The Globe and Anchor team, the Leatherneck team, the Jarhead, and then, of course, Linda needs to have the Gold Digger team. So
the Gold Digger team, too.
We're saving you a couple spots, but we need to get it done soon.
It's okay. Well, I tell you what, and since I've never done this before, this should be interesting. I've been told that I can't just throw the ball at the other one.
You have to roll precisely.
No overhand. It's not a grenade,
no.
Carl.
Oh, okay.
No grenade launcher.
Now, on Saturday, if you think Friday's big, wait a Saturday. Starts at the Bochy tournament, continues at 8 a.m. For those who stagger across the street after six Italian Bloody Marys. Yeah. And the, Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, hot dogs. Okay, so the kids.
Well, that's for the kids.
Beer and wine, soft drinks, Pomoni ice cream, what is that?
All right, I knew that question was coming.
Zeppoles.
It's Zeppole.
Zeppole.
Now, it's like a donut. It's a fried dough that is sprinkled with powdered sugar.
Mm.
Now, in different parts of the country, they call it different things. I'm from northern Italy, so we call it frittelle. And some people call it sfinge, but whoever wrote this calls it zeppole, but it's all the same.
Right. Okay, cooking demonstration in the afternoon, and then the raffle there, Trish, you see that?
Yep, and the raffle is for a 3-day, 2-night houseboat trip from Bridge Bay Resort. Grand prize.
Yes, it is.
There's lots of parking down there.
Right.
There's plenty of time. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be
a cooking demonstration. They're going to have a cooking demonstration.
That is going to be Chef Pam from the kitchen shop is going to demonstrate how to make a fine Italian minestrone.
Oh, wow. So this is all, there's something going on. Now, do they have arts and crafts booths?
Yes. There will be vendors booths there, arts and crafts booths available for your shopping convenience.
Is it also $10 that day? Because it's $10 on Friday, so I imagine
that's
it would
for the
be
spaghetti.
Oh, that's for the spaghetti dinner.
It's $10. No, admission is free. You just go
admission
in.
Is free.
Oh, okay. That's just for the dinner. Is that the same thing then on Saturday?
Yeah, admission is free, and
if you want to have dinner and eat all you want and all that, that's like $10
for spaghetti on Friday night. They only do spaghetti on Friday night.
During on Saturday we have a food court.
So we'll do
the meatball sandwiches, the sausage sandwiches,
and you pay per.
You
for
pay
whatever
per,
you buy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's cool. I like that.
Now, Carl, you said you hadn't played before. Keep in mind, and you received invitations this Friday. We're going to do a little ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. And we're inviting you folks to come down there, a little rolling in the boches. We could do a little boche workshop. We've got four courts. There'll probably be room for everybody to get in there and roll some balls. So that's this Friday starting at 5:30. So ribbon cutting, officially open up the boche courts, and you can practice.
There you go. Get your start.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad Paisano Days is back. It is a fun time. Is it going to be so on Friday night's the music night?
Yes.
Saturday night no music.
We'll be playing tunes.
We'll have background music.
Background music.
Okay. Yeah. Band music.
All right, that's fine. You know what? This is great. You know what? They came up from Anderson, not because Anderson's not just a great place.
I know the thought process that went into it, and I think it's a great thing this whole effort to take back that park. And add the bocce ball courts up there. And I'm glad to see that we're going to keep it in, I love the idea of the tournament because a lot of people like to do this. We always had standing room only and big teams in Anderson.
Yeah, there was never anybody. You never could get
exactly.
on a team.
Exactly. So this is going
like
to be great.
It's like you had to die to be, somebody had to die before you got on a team. Now you're expanding that.
Exactly. One of the things about the Anderson courts, when you get the courts up and running, they are as good as any. And we'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be playing in Anderson.
Good.
Okay. Paisano Days 2016, September the 30th. That's a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
And Saturday, October 1st. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be at South City Park Reading. We'll talk about it more. I've been talking about it, mentioning it every so often here on the show. We'll mention it more next week. And you got a lot of great sponsors here. Tell us, Sierra Pacific, Muse. You know what? Muse Concrete. I can't say enough about, and not just because Boyce and Joan are friends, but they add in so much. And so does Lyle Tullis.
Yeah, and Alan Gilcon Construction.
Yeah.
And we've also got rental guys and Payless Building Supply.
Yeah.
Colt 45s, we couldn't do it without them.
Well, you know, Rick was
they're our
the
best
Colt
neighbors. And Rick's been there every day as we've constructed.
Well,
and
he, I mean, let's
Rick,
talk about Betty and Bocce Ball. I mean, for heaven's sake, Push started.
Yeah, but it's more than that. But it's more
the
than
original.
That.
It's so it's a big Sons of Italy has been.
Yeah. And you know, I hope that we can bring back Festa Italiana someday.
That would be great too.
Getting
back to this, to our sponsors, these folks really came on strong and helped us. We couldn't have done it without them.
Alan Gill Construction,
all of them.
CGA.
Yes.
Yeah, and then
that's Crystal Creek Aggregate.
Crystal Creek Aggregate.
Oh, okay. And then, of course, Les Melberg and his company.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, J.W. Wood, Payless Building Supply, Rental Guys,
Sierra
RAS.
Pacific, $1,000 donation to the building, of the course. Come on, we could not do this.
Another organization that's so in our community on so many things.
Okay, we got to run here, guys. We're going to be there. I can't wait.
Thank you.
I cannot wait. All right, Paisano Days 2016. Okay, when we come back, Gary Katz going to be here, and we're putting him on the rack. We're going to find out what's going on here. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, says the city is considering a curfew after two nights of violence in the wake of the fatal shooting of a black man by police officers. Streets have been calm this morning after several civilians and police officers were hurt overnight. Mayor Jennifer Roberts telling ABC's Good Morning America she wants people to know that Charlotte is open for business. Syrian President Bashar Assad says he's not getting in the way of aid convoys into rebel-held sections of the city of Aleppo. The UN's Jan Engeland, reacting to those claims, says it's simply not true.
Aleppo is militarily encircled. It's impossible to get in with our aid. 40 trucks are sitting at the Turkish-Syrian border.
The Syrian president, Bashar Assad, says the U.S. is wrong to make the accusation that either Syrian or Russian planes struck an aid convoy Monday night.
Maybe of convoys from different organizations around the world coming to different areas in Syria for the last few years. It has never happened before. So why to happen now, either by the Russians or the Syrians?
In an interview with the Associated Press, Assad also blamed the U.S. for a collapse in the ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia. Americans bought fewer homes in August as a worsening inventory shortage appears to be pushing prices higher and sales totals lower.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes declined 0.9% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.33 million, the second straight monthly decline. The setbacks happened following a period of gains that have lifted home sales up 3% so far this year. However, fewer people are listing their homes on the market, a problem that has intensified over the past year to limit sales.
That's correspondent Jeremy House looking to Wall Street. The Dow right now up by 136 points. The S&P 500 up by 14 with the NASDAQ up 32. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story. Ray has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs. I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-681-1238. That's 800-681-1238. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
The state of Texas says it's about ready to put the brakes on taking in refugees because of security concerns.
Governor Greg Abbott says the state told federal officials Texas will withdraw from the federally funded refugee resettlement program unless demands for refugee screening are unconditionally met by September 30th. A judge previously rejected Texas' efforts to halt the arrival of new refugees from Syria in the wake of the November deadly attacks in Paris.
That is correspondent Ron DeRockstra, an environmental group accusing three major TV manufacturers of misleading consumers and regulators about how much energy their high-definition screens actually use by designing them to draw less power when they're being tested.
We think some manufacturers have latched on to the fact that the DOE test method is imperfect, and they're always looking for a competitive advantage. So they can test their TVs in the lab and get a very good score, and then afterwards change things, and it'll use a whole lot more energy.
That's Noah Horowitz with the Natural Resources Defense Council. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The head of the pharmaceutical company Mylan facing a grilling over the cost of treatment for life-threatening allergic reactions. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Members of a House committee went after company CEO Heather Bresch over the cost of the EpiPen. Republican Jason Chaffetz.
The price of this has gone from roughly $99 for one to more than $600 for two in a very short amount of time.
Ranking Democrat Elijah Cummings.
They raised the prices. Other the reason being, I believe, to get filthy rich.
The CEO defends the five-fold increase.
And I think many people incorrectly assume that we make $600 off of each pen. It's simply not true.
In fact, she says they make only $50, according to that report from correspondent Linda Kenyon. Samsung ordered to carry out more safety checks of its Galaxy 7 Note 7 smartphones before they go back on sale. There have been many reports around the world of some of those phones catching fire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. It's been a busy
Thursday morning, and gosh, you've gotten totally awake by now after all that conversation and great guests and
Russians and Italians and
music and hot dogs and oh my gosh,
now
we just talked about everything.
8:05 in the morning.
We
here.
Didn't even have very much time though to even just kind of kick anybody Chit-chat. Around
no,
for heaven's
I
sake.
I didn't have a
we'll
chance.
We'll have to take that on Gary this next hour.
Well, you know what? It's you walk in here and after the meeting on Tuesday night, we got a lot of questions here.
There you do.
6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 505-630-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it's 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 78, low this evening of 51. On Friday, a high of 84 and a low of 59. Saturday, 94 and a low of about 54 again. And then, doggone it, by Sunday, we're going to bump right back up, and we're going to be racing up towards 100 degrees again.
Now.
And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, it's Thursday, the 22nd of September, and tonight, Big Head Todd and the Monsters with a tribute to Willie Dixon featuring Big Head Todd and Mud Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks is going to be at the Cascade Theater. And you know what? These guys, I thought, who are these guys? But then I was listening to Sirius Radio, and I listened to, different channels on there, and like blues and stuff. And there's Big Head Todd. And I tell you, they were rocking. And so this is going to be a great show tonight. These three artists formed the 2016 incarnation of the Big Head Blues Club, armed with their brand new album, Way Down Inside. And that's what I was listening to. These guys are good. They're going to be at the Cascade Theater. You want some blues, you want something different. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Okay. I mean, anybody with a name like that's got to be good.
And that's interesting because I saw that as well and didn't bother following to look up what kind of a venue it was. And
that's
a kind of a deceptive name.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? You're looking for the person or group or business to take care of your air conditioning, which is kind of slowing down now. But now it becomes heating. And they, as a company, voted best in the North State, better-known business, can take care of any of your needs. And they do a great job. They've done super jobs for me and Bob and everybody we know.
Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, let's just go to the phones real quick before we get going with Gary Cad, who is our guest here. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl. Hey, I hope you gave consideration into getting Red Smith and Mark Kent on your program. I think they'd be a great addition
on
a going, regular basis.
Well, you know what? They have their shows on Sunday, but I want to pull Red and Mark in one day to talk about this. You know, what I think is a coming financial crisis here in the United States. So I'm going to.
They're fluent on a lot of different subjects also. Thank you, bud.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Nick. No, I'm going to have Red on. And Red, Red came under some fire a couple years ago because he wrote a really good article, but then he kind of gave a personal opinion in the middle of all these facts. So there's some heat over that. That was a couple years ago. And Mark is, as an economist, who does, of course, Sovereign State of Mind on Sundays. And the things that I see in other spots, in Wall Street Journal and Forbes and others about the coming money crisis we're going to have, financial crisis we're going to have.
You can't keep printing money and not have it turn around on you eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this can't last.
And speaking of that, we have Gary Cad here, who is the, of course, we're having all the city council candidates on, and
uh-huh.
Gary's time in the barrel.
Gary's an incumbent that's running for re-election.
And running. And in the paper, they say you are a one-topic candidate.
One-issue candidate.
One-issue candidate.
Carl, when you come right down to it, the issue is so monstrous that covers so much of the city that it has to be talked about. Now, am I one-issue candidate? No, I'm not. There's a lot of other issues that are coming up during this election. But everything, in essence, goes back to the unfunded pension. The unfunded pensions, you had Pete Constant from the Reason Foundation on just a few days talking about it. I mean, it's just like that last Tuesday night on the agenda, Mayor MacArthur asked the city manager to give us an update on the general fund reserve, which I've been saying that there's a surplus in the general fund reserve to start doing something about our public safety a year and a half ago, a year ago, as in now. So they brought it up, and then in fiscal year 17, there's going to be $7 million in that account.
Okay, city, now $4 million you have to keep in there all the time.
Well, actually,
right?
It's 3.65. It's 5% of whatever the general fund budget.
Okay,
is
so let's
for
just say
year.
$4 million.
It isn't a law that the city has to have, any city has to have a certain amount of money.
It's a rule
but
of thumb.
But it is a prudent operating thing. Some counties and some cities don't have any reserves. It's prudent to have an operating reserve of at least 5%.
But and the thing with it is that reserve we're talking about, Trish, is actually a rainy day account.
Well, there you go.
All right. So if you're outside today and it's going to be 70 degrees today, I don't know exactly what the temperature is. It's a little cooler today. But and it's raining bad guys, then that's a rainy day as far as I'm concerned. That's when we should be using this money. And
But Gary, the one thing that has always been a rule of thumb is that you use one-time monies that are not reoccurring for one-time expenses.
All right. Now, wait a second. When you have this account, we've talked about the 5% rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
5% rule of thumb is basically $3.6 million a year.
Okay.
All right. Then there's a surplus, if you will, because they keep seven there. So you've got another $3.5 million that you could do something with on an ongoing basis.
How long?
What for 10 years if you want to? I mean, they're taking. They're taking right now. They're going to take the general fund reserve down to about $4 million for the next 10 years because they're going to use that surplus for paying unfunded pensions rather than paying for public safety for the people of the city of Redding. In other words, the unfunded pensions has gotten so great. I mean, Mr. Starman made this comment in open session. It's on video that he made this comment that they're going to be going forward. And I've got a graph right here in my hand that shows you what. It's their graft.
Okay, well, let me.
So for the next
in.
10 years, they're going to use that excess to pay down the unfunded mandate.
That's correct.
Now they said by 2021, anyway. It was going to be down to $4 million. Is that maybe it's because they left, and that's what I read in the paper, that by 2021 the surplus would be down to reserve would be down to $4 million, which is where they need to keep it. So maybe that means, well, I'm just going by what the paper says. Yeah. That, you know, well, paper could have got it wrong. Hey, and by the way, Onion Grower, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get you right after this break. But the bottom line is this, though. They're going to use the $3 million to pay down the unfunded liabilities, which is something we have to continue to pay down. So how can you have both?
Well, let's put it this way. The unfunded pensions are monstrous. This money they're going to take from here is just one of the places. The budget for the Reading Police Department is bloated in unfunded pension payments. It's hundreds of millions of dollars that I've been talking about. Do the people, the city of Reading, what we need to do is we need to have the employees pick up their pension.
I thought that the police were picking up their pension part, that they're paying more now than anybody.
They're paying an additional 3%, but it has to go far beyond that.
And what do you mean, an additional? They don't pay their share
They're paying their share.
The police sworn officers and the police managers, I believe I've got this right, the sworn officers are paying 3% of the city's portion of the CalPERS payment.
And their own.
Yes, the 9%. Both of them are paying their 9%. Both the managers and the sworn police officers are paying their 9%. Plus, they're paying... The sworn are paying 3% of the city's portion, and the managers are paying 1.5% of the city's portion. But we gave them a raise to cover what they're paying.
Yeah, but that raise, though, doesn't count in the bottom line, does it? I mean, they're paying more than their portion.
Because peace officers are, their contribution is 9% as opposed to regular employees whose contribution is
7%.
Okay. 7%.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, John and Sarah have built this gun company into just a great place to go down and pick up a pistol or long gun. This is where we buy our guns, right there at Bastiani Arms, because they've got it all. They've got ammo, they've got gunsmithing, which is exceptional, and they've got all the shooting accessories you could possibly want, including reloading equipment. All the new laws coming out, they're up on top of that, too. They can tell you what's happening. They can tell you what you're going to have to do. Maybe a good time now is to buy before January 1st. That's what a lot of very wise people are doing.
Guns
and ammunition. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by 2539 Larkspur. Onion Grower, you're number one on the list when we get back to ask Gary a question.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Riders in the Sky are coming back to Redding's historic Cascade Theater this month for another serving of fun. America's favorite yodeling cowboys will take you on a thrilling ride to yesteryear as they salute iconic star Roy Rogers. Riders in the Sky at the Cascade Theater in Redding, Saturday, September 24th. Take the kids. Take the whole family. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
And it's so heated during these breaks when we're
I tell you what, I never thought I would see the day that Trish Clark went across the table and she and Gary were rolling around on the ground punching each other.
Linda, don't listen to him. Kicking and gouging in the mud, the blood, and the
kicking
beer.
And gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. We jumped up. He pulled his gun. I pulled mine. He's called me son. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. You know, for a guy, I am so happy there is Dandelion Boutique. Because if I'm looking for that right present for Linda, then I go down there and the ladies say hi, and because Linda's in there a lot, and I said, "What's Linda looked at lately?" And they'll show me, and I'll pick that up, and I'm a hero. How'd you know I wanted this, or how'd you know this was cool? You know what, honey? It was just this intuition. Well, really, is the intuition is the ladies down at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. They are so good. They've got it all: Brighton, Miss Me, all that kind of stuff that I don't understand, but the women love right there. So head on down to Dandelion Boutique. Again, 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. Onion Grower, you're up, buddy.
Hi, Trish and Carl.
Good Hello. Morning.
Good morning.
Question for Gary. How long do you think it will take Walt McNeil to sue if Measure D passes? I think Measure D is opening up a legal can of worms trying to transfer money from the city to the county. I could see this being tied up in the courts for at least as long as the pilot litigation, which means blocking any transfer of money to the county for jail or sobering center or anything.
You know, it seems like that.
Thanks a lot, Onion Glory. That's an interesting point because yeah. I saw you write that, and I didn't know that you couldn't do that. So,
yeah, you know,
thanks,
I'm
Onion
not.
Glore.
I'm not sure, and Walt and I haven't talked about that issue, so I really don't know. And I it seems like somebody back some time ago made a mention to me about that there might be a legality there, but
being able to transfer money from a tax raise for the city of Redding and transferring a couple million dollars over to the county to pay for
but you all
are already transferring money to the county. Already for the jail,
mm-hmm.
So I don't think that there would be that big a thing, would there?
Well, I don't know. It's the language, but you would have thought that the language of the ballot measure would have been scrutinized by attorneys prior to the time it went on there to see if, in fact, it was illegal.
Are we talking about our attorneys here?
Okay.
Now these are attorneys.
I'm using reasonable, rational thought process, common sense, and I know that doesn't work when we're in Chester County.
But we do have new attorneys here. You know, the last one I would have said, it's like a jump ball. I think the new attorney he's taking a real good look at these things. But going back, because we transfer funds all the time over to the county
for
incarceration.
And that's okay. We can do that.
Like Anderson does.
Sure
Anderson gives them money too.
I doubt.
I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I doubt. very seriously whether the Mr. DeWalt and the city attorney, I'm sure that he's looked into this. I know he and I had a conversation about it quite a long time ago, and he's sharp.
Sharp, yeah.
The thing with it is, what is the contract going to be between the city and the county when they do this? And that contract is not written.
Well, there you go.
So we don't know what are the...
Well, and there's all kinds of ways to do that, as we have a perfect example with the library, where there's a well, that opens a whole another can of worms, but where you have a long-term agreement that general fund monies from both agencies will now be permanent funding for a library, which took money away from money that both entities could have used for
police and jails. There's also another thing. There's probably a JPA. I don't know for sure if there's a JPA between. But see, that's the reason why I brought it up. There needs to be a JPA put together between the county and the city. He said, "Oh no, we'll just do this by contract." And for folks, for the Joint Powers Authority is where two or more governments get together and we either want to raise or expend money, they put an agreement together so that they can do that.
And 99% of the time, those are really a bag of worms.
That's okay. Right.
Now, let's move forward with this here, going back to the city of Reading.
Right. Let me bring something up here. And I keep talking about the police department. And police guys, I'm not meaning to tee off on you per se. It's the budget, and I know that the rank and file police officer did not put the budget together, but the budgeted for, let's go back to 2008, the budget for personnel costs, this isn't guns, bullets, and cars, this is personnel cost, back in 2008 was $21 million. Then this last year in 15, the budget for personnel cost was $22 million, $1 million more.
For a lot less employees.
For 08 was for 173 total personnel. Total police personnel. This is sworn, CSO, and administrative. It was 173. Today, it's 131. So we're paying $1 million more than we were in 08 for 42 less positions. So the economy's gone down? Who puts the budget together?
The city council.
No, well, the city council rubber stamps the budget.
The city council is the one that approves all of this. And I can come in and ask for, hey, I want to be paid $500,000 a year. City council says, okay, then guess what? That's my fault? No, it's the city council.
Well, ultimately, it's the city council.
It's not ultimately, it's from the beginning.
Just wait a second. Now, you see, it is not. The city staff puts the budget together. They come in with a budget that's about 8 inches thick, and when the city council is to go through and study every single page all the way through it. I haven't done it. I probably should have. It's just, I'm one of the five. I'm one of the five. I can't be painting them and the other four in it with a brush that I can't include myself with.
You know, Gary, I will tell you that the budget process in both and all of the agencies now is, in my estimation, an absolute and total sham. When I first got on the Board of Supervisors, that's exactly what we did. We had budget hearings that lasted sometimes 3, 4, and 5 days, where every department came in, justified their numbers. The Board of Supervisors, in fact, did the first 2 or 3 years I was on. We cut that budget they had hearings. We actually had budget hearings. Mm-hmm. How long was your last budget hearing?
2 hours.
Slam dunk. County's the same thing.
It was done on an afternoon at 2 o'clock over by 4 o'clock.
You go back through the records and you look at the budget hearings in both agencies used to last for days, where the city council, in fact, did, and the Board of Supervisors did read the budgets, did go through and count positions, got rid of positions, because what happens in your departments, a lot of funding is out there, and I'm sure this is still true, for positions that they're being funded in the police department for positions that aren't there. At the end of the year, they have money left in their accounts. It's because we're funding things. It's a rollover budget.
Well, and
we
I
all
like,
need to go back to zero-based budgeting.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Zero-based budgeting.
Justify your budget. Build it from the ground up one time and actually say, I now have 10 employees, and let's fund those instead of the 15 that are on the books that are just rolling over, and then I get a slush fund going.
Totally agree with
just,
you.
That's just a pet
totally
peeve
agree
of
with
mine.
You. And let's go to the unfunded pensions for a second here. Today, we're paying $10.6 million plus $15 million for unfunded pensions. That amount basically is going to increase by $2.1 million a year between now and 2021. Mm. Then that amount in 2021 is going to continue for roughly 20 years. To pay this off. This is how grossly large this whole thing is.
And every agency in the state of California and across the United States is facing the same kind of thing with these unfunded mandates. What's the solution to the problem?
Solution to the problem, and the city employees aren't going to like this, but the solution to the problem is either A, first of all, we need to stop giving raises. If you're in a hole, stop digging. We should have done that 4 years ago. All right. And we're doing that, have the employees come in and start picking up a larger portion of the cities, because this unfunded pension that's got us to the point where we're at is because things went retroactive. In other words, they got it.
That was, again, though, that was something either the staff brought up and city council voted on, right?
Previous city council, not this one, years ago, voted for retroactive on CalPERS that went retroactive back to the first day the individual hired on. We don't have time to go through it today, but it is millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars.
In all fairness, the history of PERS and the whole pension fund is not something that the cities and counties really need to be held responsible for all the way through.
We are being held responsible because they put it into the state's constitution.
That's exactly right, but it isn't the fault of those agencies.
No.
Because there was a period of time where PERS gave you actuarials. They said, this is how much it's costing, this is how much we're making. We had a rate holiday for years. I kept saying, shouldn't we just be putting that money aside, even though we're not having to pay PERS for when the day comes when we have to?
Shasta County did that, though, didn't they?
Well, they did a little bit, but the city didn't do any. The city spent it all. The county did a little bit of that after a few years. But because we went for a period where we weren't paying at all.
Okay,
and then all of a sudden they came up and said, whoops, we rigged that all wrong, and we really owe this much money. And that's where it all started to go.
Okay, we need to take a break right here. Okay, we got people on the phone. We got everybody lined up here. We got, you know, I think the unfunded liabilities question is tremendous, and it's getting bigger. And Gary, you know, has been talking about this for years.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that Kurt Starman came on there that one day, and I asked him about it. He says this is a problem. This is going to be a big problem. And this was several years ago too. And now chickens are starting to come home to roost, and there's going to be more. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, because if you don't work for the city and you don't have an unfunded liability like this, you can afford to go down and get some great jewelry from Four Winds Jewelry. State jewelry, you can get your watches repaired, the only trained watch repairman in town.
Great turquoise, great gems.
You got it.
Beautiful collection of jewelry.
Or in reality, the people with all the money work for the city and county. Give them a call at 222-2750, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Reading. Okay, I'm kidding about that. Great place to go to. We'll be right back with Gary Gadd, and we'll have OG on next.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU First at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm here with Trish Clark, my Thursday girl.
Love Thursday morning.
530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is still 61 degrees. I know you're going, oh, it's gotten, it must
it's
have gone
up. It's not warm enough out there.
It's,
you know,
not
it's
warm enough.
Too.
Ah, and it's and with the wind blowing, it's going to go up to 78 today, my friend, so this might be a day to actually put on a little muffler around your neck.
Long sleeve shirt and pants.
There you go. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which, by the way, moved to Anderson because they couldn't get permits.
Hey, that's a great place down there in Anderson.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, better-known business. And they give absolutely fabulous haircuts. I'm heading down there today to get my haircut. And they have discounts for veterans. And for seniors, it's Man's Last Stronghold, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Now, I'm sorry, at Cypress Square Barbershop, I had Four Winds Jewelry in front of me. Okay, we're here with Gary Cadd. Let's go to the phones. OG, you got a question.
Hi, another question for Gary.
Okay.
Do you think the Anderson sales tax increase and additional officers caused the addicts to leave Shasta County, or did they just move to Redding?
I think they moved to Redding. From what I see, and from what some of the folks say that some of the encampments here in town. So I think they've moved up here. I think what we need to do here in the city of Redding is we got to get tough like Anderson. We need to start moving them out. We don't need to give them 7 days. I've been told by the city that you have to give them 7 days notice, but I understand that that's really not the truth at all. It's not that there's no law saying you have to do that.
And if they're on private property, you don't have to give them any.
That's right. So the thing that it comes down to is you talk about the homeless. There's people out there that are homeless. They want to be homeless, and they are troublemakers. Where the real problem here is jail bed space. The Redding Police Department tells me that there's about 125 people that are living in the city of Redding that they have identified that if we had some way to pick them up and keep them incarcerated for some of the things that they're doing, then the city of Redding's culture would change almost overnight. Now, see, now we're talking about the county, because the county takes care of jails. Now, they want to talk about the sales tax and raising money and giving the county money. The part of the money going to the county from this sales tax, if it passes, is going to go to move courtroom one and courtroom two physically out of the jail building to produce 64 beds, jail beds, if you will. Problem is, the courtroom one and two aren't going to move out of the new jail building until they build a new courthouse, and the new courthouse is on hold.
That's because you should have built it down in Anderson, which was the preferred site.
I thought it was that the they were going to move portions of it out of the basement, and whether the courthouse moved or not, they could still build it. Put in 64 beds.
That's all waiting to have the rehabilitation building built down off of Radio Lane. And that's where the sheriff wanted to enlarge that from 64 to 128.
But if they do that, I mean, if Measure D passes, that's supposed to go from 64 to 128. That's 64 beds of 125 that they say they
moving,
need.
The county is paying to move the laundry and the kitchen out and move it down to Radio Lane. That's not going to be coming out of the sales tax.
No, I know that. But if the sales tax passes, they're saying is that they're going to increase the one. Thanks a lot, Onion Grower. They're going to take the put 64 Carl, more beds in there plus the other 64 in the basement. After they move the laundry out there,
the sales tax is not paying for that. The county is paying for that.
So that money that's going to the county, they're going to build those 64 beds anyway? In other words, if the sales tax doesn't pass, they're still going to build the other...
Right.
Other, okay.
Yeah, that's on track. The county's doing that.
Do you know, this is... I cut to the chase on a lot of this stuff because I think that this issue that we have with lack of jail space is so much bigger than the city of Redding and Shasta County. It has to do with so many other things that state and federal laws and rules.
Proposition 47.
The fact that we have hundreds of thousands of people incarcerated that are illegal aliens throughout the United States. If we could just send those people back where they are, we'd have all kinds of room in the jail to do other things. We can sit here and banter about 64 beds and the sales tax and all those things, but don't you think at some point, Gary, I'm going to jump everything on you, if we were just to start processing some of the applications for new businesses and new endeavors and new jobs and creating opportunities for some of these borderline homeless people to get jobs in Shasta County and the city of Redding, don't you think that that would have an impact that government actually could play a part in solving?
Well, of course.
Get out of the way of the entrepreneurs
of the things you're talking about here is that impact fees. I mean, there's a young lady here in town. She's a professional, single mom. Owns her own house, has an older uncle that she needs to take care of. So she wanted to build a 1,000 square foot living area on the back part of her lot. So she had the designs drawn up. She just took into the city just to start talking with them. And the city said the impact fees and the permit fees are going to be between $20,000 and $25,000.
Yeah.
She threw her hands up and says, nope, can't do that. And the reason being is because our impact fees are so out of whack for the impact that whatever the project is in their area, it's just done citywide. Mm-hmm. The impact fees are tremendously out of whack. I know Mr. Jones and I tried back in 12 and early part of 13 to open this up. They opened the impact fees up and be darned if they didn't raise them rather than lower them. Now, there's another one.
And one size fits all.
That's right.
And how can we make your life difficult? And what can we do to stand in the way of
just
going moving forward?
There's another situation. There was a fellow and his wife had a business down here just off the railroad tracks, just south of Placer. Had an ongoing business. It was running. It was a wholesale business. The building burnt down one night. Oh boy, they came in there and they just cleaned that lot off. They got the drawings drawn up and the 10,000 square foot building took in the city. The city turns around and says, well, wait a minute, you can't put 10,000 square foot building on that property. And he says, why not? He said, there's not enough parking. And he said, we're wholesale, not retail. The city says, I don't care. So they said, well, we'll scale it down. So they scaled it down to a 4,900 square foot building. It took them 8 months to go through all of the shenanigans of getting all the way through it. When they got through, they went in to get their permit to let them start digging. And they said, oh, by the way, there's another problem. Those big roll-up doors you have for the 18-wheel trucks to drive through your building, the footings aren't correct. So they threw up their hands. The individual and his engineer threw up their hands and says, we'll have the manufacturers of the doors send the footings that we need. So they called the manufacturer. A few days later, they got it, took it into the city. And someone in the city made the comment that we don't know what these footings are supposed to look like, but this isn't it. And that's when they said, we're done. They walked out. As it worked out, there was another building of some individuals in the city that said, why don't you bring your business over to our already existing business, which they did, and they're just expanding like you wouldn't believe. This is what's wrong with the city of Reading. If we get the impact fees out of the way so we can start building low-income houses.
But this, it doesn't make any sense.
It's not just impact fees. You're talking about the engineers.
A mindset. You're talking about
a culture. It's a culture.
Didn't we just hire somebody? I mean, he was on the show. Now, he seems like a great – I mean, he seemed like
Carl,
he was ready
please,
to move.
Please, Larry Vaupel and Paul Hillman are a breath of fresh air to the city of Reading.
That's
but
what I was
going to
say. I thought they were really
not,
in there.
Yeah, I know. But the thing with it is they still have bosses above them that tell them what to do. The culture needs to change in City Hall.
Well, and here we have it. All right, right on the corner down here, and I have no issue whatsoever with this restaurant and what have you that's down here. They put in a big restaurant right down here on the corner. Where was their parking? What additional parking did they build to accommodate how many people going to a restaurant?
There's a business over on Churn Creek that was complaining to me the other
day.
Well,
let me tell you, I know which one you're talking about, but the guy that built it was complaining about what the hell the city was treating him. He said it cost me more in permits because this business has got several other places. It costs more than it does in Dallas, Texas, to put in this restaurant, and it's you know what I mean? He was railing against it.
But where are the parking spaces?
We have to.
That was the thing you're going to have over here. That's the attitude. It's that whole attitude.
The whole point of what's going on with the city of Reading is we have the old culture in the city. We need to change. If we do not change our attitude as far as building within the city and make things affordable and stop hassling people to death as you're trying to get your permit and move forward, we're not going to ever pick Reading up again. Reading, I hate to say this, folks, but Reading is basically stagnant. We really, outside of having Dignity come in and really do something in the city with their wellness center, we have to get things going. If we get things going, then some of these people that are on the street, we can get them back with a job. They can get their self-worth and dignity back again, and then we're back moving in the right direction. This is all connected.
Well, it goes a lot further to solving the issue than anything else you can think of.
We have to take a break. Quarter till 9 right here at Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Gary Cadd. He's Reading City Councilman running for re-election. Today is the September the 22nd. It's 62 degrees out there. I just threw another degree on there just because I think it ought to be.
It's got to be warming up.
It's got to be warming up. 62 is going to go up to 78 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And I want to remind everybody that on the 30th of this month is the 30th anniversary of Classy Cafe. And they're having a big German dinner that night down there at Classy Cafe. I'm not going to go through the whole menu because people laugh at me at the way I pronounce words. But I can just tell you that it's going to be wonderful, but you better get some reservations because the place feels
way better than Carl pronounces it.
Oh, it does. You know, the tender beefsteak pounded thin, stuffed with bacon. Now, this is beef stuffed with bacon. It can't get any better than that unless you put it in a pizza. So that's all at the Classy Cafe on the 30th this month. Give him a call. All right, we'll be right back with Gary Cadd. And maybe we're going to spray him down a little bit, cool him off until we come back.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head, Todd, and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mud Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio?
Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hey, 2 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 62 degrees. Bob gave me the 1 degree.
It finally went up.
It finally went up. What's the weather look like for the rest of the week?
The weather looks like it's only going to be in the 80s today and tomorrow. By Sunday, though, we're going to be back up to 100 degrees.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. I tell you what, these are great people down there. They've got everything. Indoor pool. Bob has fallen in love with his reclining bike.
I'm doing the elliptical one now.
Oh, you're
in
the elliptical one?
Man,
I tell you what.
But more importantly, you've lost a ton of weight.
Look at him. I mean, Bob, you're looking great.
And my wife loves the saltwater pool.
Hey, give him a call, 768-1205. You're not going to find a better place to work out. Okay, we're here with Gary Cadd running for re-election here for city council. And there are a lot of problems facing our city. They're not insurmountable, though. Or are they?
Well, the pension thing coming at us can force the city of Reading to go into bankruptcy. There is that possibility. And it's that monstrous. That's the reason why I've been screaming and yelling about it for so long. Now, the other problems we have in the city of Reading is we need a culture change. We need to change impact fees. We need to get the city running. We need to put people to work. We need to get out of their way. We need to get out of industry's way. We need to get out of developers' way. We need to be moving forward in getting things done. Now, as far as the sales tax, I am against it. I have made a statement that maybe isn't quite true, and that is about the audit, and that is that in the resolution that formed Measure E, there is nothing about an audit. There is nothing controlling to have them have an audit. Now, they can have an audit. They say they're going to do it. I asked them to put the word audit into the measure before they passed it to put it on the ballot. They did not. They didn't want to do it. So now they're saying that there's going to be an audit. I hope it's going to be audited if it passes.
Gary, but that's up to you. You know, the citizens have to take some responsibility in what they do here. And they need to get more involved in the voting process, in paying attention to what the city council is doing and what the elected officials are doing. And if they're not fulfilling the statements that they make while they're running for office, they need to be held accountable for that. That's how the citizens have to start taking back this community and make their preferences. Maybe they're all right with a city council that just really doesn't listen to them so much. Maybe they're okay with a city council that doesn't follow through on their promises. And if that's the case, then we get the kind of government we deserve. I would encourage people to get out and vote in this election and vote for the people who are going to do the things that you think need to happen in your city.
Well, yeah, and there's issues. And if you've got people that run that have short buzz phrases and they really don't know what's going on with city council and what's going on with the city, you're going to get more of the same. If you want a change, if you want to be able to go to city council to speak at the start of the meeting on non-agendized items, then you need to have the council members that are going to make that move and put it to the start. If you're going to go to council meetings and ask questions and have them answered, you need to have the council people that are going to have the backbone to stand up to do that. And I believe I have that. I've done that in the last 4 years. I've tried to do that. My campaign my website is GaryCad.com. And I'm going to have some videos put on there probably this afternoon, tomorrow, concerning the pensions, concerning the sales tax, and concerning REU, seeing they got rid of our commission. So there's a number of issues, and I... going from there. We got
the fact is that we do need to revisit and we need to change the climate so that, I mean, I hear so many stories of people that can't get projects started.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are big people. I mean, this isn't, and this is just as bad as the lady that wanted to build a 1,000-square-foot house. I heard her permit fees were even more than the $20,000, by the way. But these are guys that got deep pockets and are able to keep going back and back and back, but they still are running into problems.
It's frustrating, Carl, to
see
this and hear the stories and have them come talk to me.
It takes three people. And that's the bottom line, and this is kind of what you're talking about.
You've got to learn to count to three.
You got to learn to count to three, because if you don't get three, there's never going to be a change here. And I see people making decisions based on superficial reasons as opposed to looking deep.
Well, one thing I must say is we do not need any more studying of the issues in the city of Reading. We don't need any more studies, commissions, committees.
We need to
look. We need action. Let's go to the phone and talk to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
You're right, and we don't have action. And, Trish, you know, really and truly, the people can't do anything. We aren't even allowed to speak at the meetings until the end. And when you do try to speak at things, you get cut off. So the real deal is you don't have a voice. So really and truly, we have, as Carl said, the Imperial Council that basically just taken the position of saying, well, you know, basically giving us the middle finger, that they don't care what we say, what we do. It doesn't matter to them. They're going to keep giving raises. They're going to keep making money, because the new way of the world, Trish, and you know it in California, is the public-private partnership. I wonder if there was a loan to somebody from a great big organization to somebody on the city council, maybe in a large amount of money that maybe that person's beholden to vote certain ways. You know, I'm just throwing hypothetical things out there, of course, but we have been talking with a couple of journalists that are syndicated. They're very good friends that stayed with us. There's a lot more to all of this than you'd even believe. And frankly, my friend, I think, Carl, I think to a degree we live in Gotham. As you said, fifth highest paid police department. Boy, if I was here, I wouldn't want to change that. And yeah, it isn't their fault they got offered the money, but you know what? Really and truly, where does their responsibility come in? Just the citizens, if the people that are paying them are going broke.
Well, again, I will say, Terry, the citizens of Reading and Shasta County in total need to get off their fannies, learn the issues, get registered to vote, and vote in the upcoming election.
Well, if you don't have someone to vote for, and if they're all tied into the same thing, I mean, I talked to Laura Tate, and she actually denounced a bit her relationship with Mr. Weaver. There are some things we don't agree on, but if it's the same, it's the same. One last quick thing. You know, had that $400,000, it's a spit in the bucket. And by the way, I wonder how much it cost the city to put that slide up. We may have made some money, but it must have cost some city time, employee, et cetera, to put the slide up on Placer. Anyway, getting back to my point, I wonder, just wonder, why we didn't get those five community officers. And probably if we had gotten those five community officers and things were kind of tough, Yeah, people might even be more apt to say, gosh darn, you know, shoot, maybe we should go for the sales tax. At least they're trying. But, hey, led by Mr. Weaver and all those folks didn't do a darn thing, as all of you, all three of you have said. All three of you have said this, haven't done a darn thing in their time there. Nothing. Oh. And we have no voice there.
Hey, Terry, we got to run here. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Okay, you get final say here.
Well,
Terry, Ted.
The final say is that I'd like to stay on the city council for another 4 years. I know that probably bring some issues up that might be disconcerting to some people, but there are things that need to be changed within the city. We have a financial problem staring us in the face that is just out of this world. Hundreds of millions of dollars, and the people have a tendency of their eyes just glazing over when they hear this, when they don't realize, first of all, where it came from. In other words, how was this retroactive that they did that previous city councils got us into. So I just ask for your vote and ask you to go to GaryCad.com and just look at the information. There's a lot of information on CalPERS. There's also information on REU, and there's information on the sales tax.
We have a comment here. It says, and you know what, and I understand this comment. It says, if Gary wasn't there, we might not know some of the things that are happening. Because you ring a bell whether people want to hear it or not. I'm not saying that you got the answers, but at least you're throwing things out there that other people aren't talking about.
Well, Carl,
which leads to other questions to other people. So,
the thing with it is to have the answers, but these questions and these problems are so tremendously large that I don't know that Gary Cad should be the only one to be able to have the answers to him. We have to have a conversation to get to the answers.
All right.
We didn't get here overnight, and it's going to take longer than overnight to get out of it, but at least we got to start working towards it.
Okay, hey, tomorrow. We got a lot of stuff going on tomorrow, too, on Friday. Have a great day. Trish, thank you so much.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
You're always good. Look at all the problems you caused. So, hey, everybody, have a great day. It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Reddy.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
The events of last night are not the Charlotte that we know and love.
Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts following another night of rioting on the streets of the North Carolina city. With police firing tear gas into crowds of charging demonstrators, enraged by the fatal shooting of a black man by a black officer earlier this week. Police say the man refused to drop his gun. The man's family insists he was unarmed. Police Chief Kerr Putney asked whether footage of the confrontation shows Keith Scott carrying a weapon.
I did not see that in the videos that I've reviewed. So what I can tell you, though, is when taken in the totality of all the other evidence, it supports what we've heard and the version of the truth that we gave about the circumstances that happened that led to the death of Mr. Scott.
He says he'll show the video to the dead man's family, but it will not be immediately released to the public. Several people injured and left.